Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We got 52 other guys on the team that contribute to this and go into the scout team as well. So we got 60 plus in the building that are working their tail off. And, you know, division games are the ones that you need to win. You know, you got to win a lot of other ones as well. But you can't lose in the division. That's our goal, is to win every game in the division. And, you know, I don't know if it's an extra added effort, but we work really hard, especially when we play teams in the division.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Bills are 1-0 against the division so far this season. Thanks for hanging out with us. So we're going to pick the Bills in a moment, and you can look at all three of us. Even Brayton is on camera this morning. That's very exciting stuff. So I'll put my shirt back on.
How do I get to that? I'm trying to find the video. Where is it? Howard picks the Bills week three. There it is.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah?
I mean, you're right across the table.
Your camera's right.
I know where my camera is. Good deal.
We're getting a side view. We're getting a profile. Okay. Profile.
Yeah. There we go.
Of Jeremy.
Getting a look at the flow.
All right.
That wasn't me.
No. I don't know what that was.
It's probably me. Okay, so what do you want to do? Something before we pick the Bills here? You got something to say before we pick the Bills?
No, I'm staring at the screen. I probably should have something to say. But, I tweeted this out. You know, we're going to pick the Bills, of course. But if you look at it, it's possible the rest of the season, the Bills will not go more than two games without seeing a rookie quarterback or a backup quarterback. The only asterisk in there is what's happening with Miami, because we don't know the next game against Miami whether it's going to be Tua or Brissett. But, you know, you got Heinicke and Mills, and then you got Mahomes and Tannehill. And then I don't know what's going on with Miami, but then you got Trevor Lawrence, rookie, Zach Wilson, rookie, maybe Wentz, if not, if he's still banged up. Now you're looking at Jacob Eason. And then you got Jameis, rookie quarterback, Brady and Darnold, rookie quarterback, Ryan, rookie quarterback. So that's playing out well for the Bills defense in terms of the quarterbacks they're going to face. And if Tua's not playing, you literally don't play more than two games in a row against someone who's not a rookie or a backup quarterback.
So give me the five toughest quarterback opponents for the Bills.
On the Bills schedule?
Brady, Mahomes, Tannehill. You can tell
Jameis?
Me.
Jameis?
Wow.
Who else is fourth?
By comparison.
It's not Roethlisberger.
No. The reason I asked is, let's do the top five Chiefs quarterbacks.
Yeah,
go ahead. They face, yeah. Right? Allen, Lamar,
right.
Herbert twice,
yep.
Tannehill. They play Dak. They play Rodgers.
That's tough.
They play Derek Carr, who's having a good year.
Yeah. Hey, he beat him once last year.
Yeah. They play, and that's about it. There's a Burrow in here. If you want to talk about the one seed.
So there's three quarterbacks the Bills should be worried about. Three.
Three tough
games. The fourth guy is either Roethlisberger, Winston, or Carson Wentz.
Or Mac Jones. It's a rookie.
Unless we're getting to a rookie. I mean, that's the point. There's a big drop-off after the top three quarterbacks the Bills face.
And for the Chiefs, who else is in the mix for the one seed? Baltimore?
Baltimore, well, Cleveland already lost to Kansas City, but it's a short list. Baltimore or Cleveland? I don't think the Raiders are going to be playing for the one seed.
The Ravens quarterbacks that they will face this year. Of course, Justin Herbert coming up soon. Wentz. Rodgers. They play Rodgers. They play, of course, Mayfield twice. Stafford once. I mean, the Chiefs have a much tougher schedule than the Bills do.
Yeah. It's nice they have to face Herbert twice. And whatever. The Carr, like I said, Carr and the Raiders put up 40 in one game against them last year, one of the games they beat them. I was just looking at the Browns' schedule.
Would you bet the Bills for the one seed right now? I mean, even without seeing their offense play that well, just a function of the schedule and the teams they play. You know, this schedule comes out at the end of last year. We're thinking Deshaun Watson is on it. Of course, he's not. We're thinking what? That we knew there'd be a bunch of young quarterbacks because of Lawrence and Zach Wilson.
I'm looking at the Browns schedule. The Bills have the easiest schedule. It's not even close. The Browns are going to play Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson twice, Aaron Rodgers. It's not even close.
Wow.
It's not even close. The Bills have three quarterbacks on their roster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody else has a tougher schedule just based on, I don't know how you feel about Kirk Cousins, but that.
So the
Browns are playing Herbert, Murray, Jackson twice. Rodgers, and I'll even throw in Derek Carr because he's thrown for 800 yards in two games. Bills have three quarterbacks on their opponent's schedule.
Carson Wentz is the fourth toughest quarterback they've got.
There's your new Twitter poll. I mean, the fourth that's we're talking a massive gap. I guess it, and he's not even and he's hurt, and he wasn't looking that good.
Which all that adds up to is you're about to pick the Bills, so we'll see how it goes. If they beat everybody except for the Chiefs and the Bucks, they'll finish 14-3. A good look at the one seed.
Hey, what are you? You're infringing on my patent.
I'm just pointing out that'll be a recipe for everyone once you get to the playoffs saying, I mean, hey, the Bills had a great season, but they only played three good quarterbacks and they lost to them. I mean, Roethlisberger would have been a loss too, but they only played, if they beat Tannehill, sure, they beat the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you beat up on the bad teams.
Right.
Rookies, backups. You don't have to apologize for
it. That's how
it
works. That's right.
You don't have to apologize for it.
You're beating the teams that are on your schedule.
But it would very much be a question that would hang around them if they don't beat a really good quarterback in a game this year.
Imagine if they beat Kansas City somehow.
Well, then, I mean, that case.
In terms of the one seed discussion because of who the Chiefs have to play.
Yeah.
And who you have left at that point. Tannehill and Brady.
And Brady's NFC. So, right, if you beat the Chiefs.
And you have the head-to-head tiebreaker.
You got to feel like you're the favorite for the one seed. Unless you think Denver or Vegas is getting it.
Or Baltimore,
who.
Did you look at the Ravens schedule for quarterbacks?
Did.
What was it? It was tougher than the Bills schedule, though.
It is.
All right. So that would be the only, because they beat Kansas City.
They play Justin Herbert. They play in the conference. Baker twice. They play Rodgers, and they play Stafford.
Oh, good.
So two games against the two of the best quarterbacks in the NFC.
It's set up nicely.
Well,
wood.
All right, let's just have you pick the Bills to find out what the record is.
Well, we had to cut out of the Facebook live feed because the audio was not great, so I'm trying to figure it out right now and how to fix this, so stand by.
All right.
Heaven forbid people can't look at our faces on their computer while we are picking the Bills. That would be a travesty, a Travisham mockery.
What's the Thursday game? It's Panthers-Texans this week.
Hey, another game where you get to scout the Bills' next opponent.
Yeah, the Texans.
Right? We had a chance to watch Washington play the Giants. Now you get a chance to watch Davis Mills and the Houston Texans play Thursday night. Darnold and Carolina's off to a 2-0 start. I don't think they're going anywhere, but Darnold's doing okay for the Panthers.
They could make the playoffs, though, right?
So it continues to be just you laugh at the Jets going, I look forward to the... At some point, could we just get a Sam Darnold press conference where we ask him, hey, so that whole Jets experience. Well, fellas, let me tell you about Adam Gase. Let me tell you about what I had in New York because he's off to a nice 2-0 start. What? What are you pointing at me
for? Open the new link.
Okay.
Please.
Hang on. I got to get to the chat here. Give me a second. Oh, Brayton, you're killing me, buddy.
Hey, listen, technology's not exactly my best friend right now, so.
Well, technology is not on speaking terms.
He's got to close all of his windows scouting his guillotine waiver pickups.
I told you, did I ever tell you the old story about closing the windows, my dad?
No.
When my dad passed away, my brother Steve was doing the eulogy. My dad had a computer in his room. He used to love spending time on the computer. And So my brother's telling the story. One time my dad was having problems with the computer. It wasn't working. So he calls, the customer support line, and they say, well, the first thing you got to do, sir, is close all your windows.
Oh, boy.
So he gets up in my room and closes all the windows. Like, sits down, goes, all right, the windows are closed. Now what do I do? That's going to be me in like 10 years. All right, did it work? I got entered the studio. Hold on.
Yes, there you
Hang on. Would you just stop yelling at me?
No, I closed all the windows.
I'm
not going to stop yelling
at you. I left all the windows open. I like a fresh breeze. All right. We good? We're going?
No. We're ready? We're still not ready.
No, you're not in the studio yet.
I'm in the studio.
I can verify. He's sitting here in the studio.
Well, yes, you are.
No. We're talking to a virtual studio?
Hold on. I'm coming.
Hold on. I'm trying this again. Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
This has got to be fascinating radio, by the way. I know people enjoy having me like screw up and all this other stuff, and you find it entertaining. So, I'm working on it, Brayton. Hang on. There we go. Okay. Hey, I'm entering a broadcast studio, just so you know.
All right, there you go.
And mute. Okay, it's still not coming up. Only the host can see you.
This is going great.
Yep, really fun. Gotta love it.
All right, time for Howard Picks the Bills. Let me pull up the schedule there.
Which is,
by the way, one and one.
Which is brought to you by Admar Construction and Supplies, equipment you need when you need it. And as opposed to us, they know what they're doing for a living. Okay.
Howard Picks the Bills.
Is it working now?
It looks like it's. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Great. Love
it. Tradition unlike any other.
You're killing me. I hate this league. I hate you. I hate you.
Yeah,
I hate
great.
Humanity.
Yeah, that was bad.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Time for a bounce back game. Bills Dolphins.
R-E-L-A-X. Bills fans. They will walk away with a nice road division victory Sunday afternoon.
Big hole up the middle. Finds room. He's at the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Devin Singletary motors into the end zone.
Yeah, I almost forgot how much fun Pick the Bills was until I heard that open.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay. 1-1. And now, murderer's row of quarterbacks. At least for a couple weeks. Bills host Washington home for the Washington football team, a 1 o'clock game. 506 map comes out tomorrow, so I wouldn't imagine this game goes to too much of the country.
Us and the District of Columbia and Maryland?
Yeah, right? Like, the 1 o'clock games, the number one 1 o'clock game is Chargers-Chiefs.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Could we move the Bills game to 4?
I know. I would...
I'm going to have to DVR that.
Well, maybe the Bills can get up comfortably and we can just...
I can't turn off the Bills game.
No?
No, we're not allowed to. I feel like that's a violation of a clause.
Well, Chargers-Chiefs is a great 1 o'clock game.
Yeah. Why is that at 1?
I don't know, but it is.
Is it too early to flex games to 4?
Bengals-Steelers is at 1 o'clock. Let's see. Saints-Patriots is 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's... Brady's going to set the passing record in Foxborough in week 4. He's going to break the all-time passing record.
In 2 weeks. Not this week, but next week.
Week 5. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, 1 o'clock is kind of chock full of some games. Anyway, this one, Bills, Washington, what do you got?
I think, honestly, I do think this is going to be a tough game. I really do. I will tell you that I like Heinicke. The two games I've watched of his, the Giants game and the playoff game, he's looked good. He's got a decent enough arm and, a little bit of an aggressiveness to his game. Guys, kid's got some moxie, you know, but I will also say this. I was worried about the defensive line for Washington. They have not played well the first two games. Their defense to this point has underachieved. I still think it's going to be a close game. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. I think the 9.5-point spread is a little too high for my liking, but I will take the Bills to win.
Bills win over Washington. Home back-to-back. Again, this time for the Houston Texans. Might be Tyrod. It's funny, day-to-day or 4 weeks.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Strange.
Well, the team is saying day-to-day, and there's a report in the Houston Chronicle that it's 4 weeks.
Okay, so
believe whoever you want.
Does it matter if it's Tyrod Taylor or Davis Mills?
Maybe, because you know what? Tyrod's playing really well against the Browns, and they're in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes out, and they end up losing by 10. So I still would pick the Bills to win. And if it's Davis Mills, either way, I would pick the Bills to win. I just think if it's Davis Mills, I don't think it'll be a ball game. So take Buffalo.
Week 5, Sunday Night Football. Is the story going into Bills-Chiefs that the Bills have the best defense in football, given the stats they've put up, given what they might have done to Washington, Houston, and, of course, Miami?
Yeah, I didn't look at the – I got to check the updated rankings from the NFL just to see where they are through the first two games. And they should be in good shape. Yeah, probably. It should be. Can the Bills' offense actually figure out Kansas City for the first time in what would be a third meeting with Josh Allen at the helm? Sorry, folks.
Loss.
I know they lost to Baltimore, but you know I have no reason to believe the Bills will outscore Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm with you on that for now, and I don't know that it's going to change until
game. That's the thing. I mean, what would happen against Washington or Houston that you – nothing.
Well,
not from a positive standpoint. They do, even if the passing game looks better, Jeremy, they hit the chunk plays. Diggs has back-to-back 100-yard games. Josh goes over 300.
That would be better. That'd be better than what they've looked like so far. So I might have more belief if that happened. But again, until you do it against the Chiefs, it's
that's the thing.
Yeah.
Look what they were doing until they played the Chiefs the last two times. I mean, so anyway lost. Yeah,
lost to the Chiefs. Then coming back with a Monday night game against the Titans. Hopefully we get the Manning cast for that one so we can go back and watch it the next day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I can't watch that one live. So the Titans, to me, are a very interesting team. You know, a really terrible performance in week one.
They did get hammered by Arizona, who just beat Minnesota on a missed field goal. But Arizona's looking decent.
Yeah.
They're 2-0.
And then they go in and they win in Seattle. They were down big, you know, by 14 in the fourth quarter. They came back to win. Derrick Henry was Derrick Henry. But Tennessee's defense has now given up. What is it, like 60-something points in the first two games? I will take the Bills to win that game because I don't think Tennessee's defense is good.
Monday night win in Tennessee. Home for October 31st, Halloween, against the Dolphins.
It's a win. Doesn't matter if it's Tua or Jacoby Brissett. Josh will have a seventh straight win, right, against the Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. There's a bye before that Dolphins win, by the way.
By the way, what was the Titans?
Win.
Win.
Win? Win. Good.
Okay. Bills, Jaguars.
He said good. That's a win.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. Yep.
The Jaguars are
who
really...
Who is their backup?
By the way, Jacksonville lost to Denver, which we thought was their best shot to break that losing streak.
Oh, that's right. They're at 17.
17?
Yeah.
You know, for Urban Meyer and the Jaguars to post that thing on social media apologizing for being bad, not have wanted to burn that yet.
Yeah, hang in there, Jeremy, with them, okay? I'm just telling you.
I mean, maybe issue that statement at 0-6.
I feel like they're going to work really hard in Jacksonville this week.
Yeah, harder than anybody.
Yeah,
which, you know,
so I've heard.
Bills, Jags, you pick a win. Yeah. Bills, Jets, the first of Zach Wilson, who maybe you thought it was okay in week one. It did not go well in week two. 4 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Rough one.
Yeah. He joins Mark Sanchez in the 4 interception category for New York Jets quarterbacks. And Sanchez, I think it was 5 interceptions. Remember, did it against the Bills as a rookie quarterback in 2009.
And lost that game in overtime?
Yeah.
They threw 6 picks the Jets did that day. Their kicker threw an interception, right?
Off because of there was like a snap, a
botched field goal.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And the Bills won in overtime?
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Those are the days.
Yeah, good times. I'll take a win.
Win over the Jets.
By the way, Howard, your answer to who's the backup for the Jaguars?
Yeah.
I know this.
C.J. Beathard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Well, I wouldn't be worried about C.J. Beathard coming off the bench and spurring them onto a victory.
November 21st, maybe the Bills get not a backup, not a rookie, but a starter. Carson Wentz and the Colts. Yeah, right. What are the odds Carson Wentz is going to be healthy?
It's crazy, right?
I mean, he gets hurt all the time.
He's been hurt. He was hurt in Philly. He's been hurt twice now in
Indy.
Two
sprained ankles at the same time?
That's, as I said,
what did he comical. Do?
How do you walk?
He jumped off the top of a tractor trailer. I don't know. Like, how else?
You can't favor one leg, right? When you have a sprained ankle, what do? You favor one leg.
You know
what?
Do with
two
sprained good. Ankles? He's got balance.
He limps. Yeah. He limps on every step.
He's not going to favor one leg. That's balance.
Okay.
Bills Colts.
Win.
Win. Bills Saints Thanksgiving night. By the way, the Colts are 0-2, and their season is spiraling quickly.
And that'll be during the in-season hard knock. That game, right?
That's right. Yeah. Bills Saints Thanksgiving night. It's been a loss. You had it as a loss. The Saints just came out and looked not good against the Panthers. So,
I'm going to say the Saints are more of the opening week team than the second week team. So I'll give New Orleans a win.
Win for the Saints on Thanksgiving night. Then to a Monday night game against the Patriots. First matchup of the season is December 6th.
Yeah. Boy, that's a long time to wait for a Patriots game. I tell you, there through 2 weeks, I'd have to see a lot from their offense. I know they got guys back on defense, blah, 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 all that. But their offense is really conservative. It has not been very productive in the first two games. They feasted. They got some points because Zach Wilson was throwing them the ball all day. So I'm going to say that as a win because I think the Patriots' offense is going to struggle this season.
Win over the Patriots on Monday Night Football. Then, big one. Tough that it's a short week to play the Bucs.
Yeah.
Sunday, 4:25 in Tampa. I mean, the Bills at this point have three losses, and are going to Tampa.
I'll take Tampa.
Tampa.
You told me I can't bet against Brady. Can't pick against Brady.
I wouldn't.
I always follow your advice. You know that.
Panthers-Bills, December 19th.
It's a win.
Win. maybe the 19th. It's one of those Saturday, Sunday affairs they got to pick. Win over the Panthers.
At this point, they're going to flex that game to Saturday because the Panthers are good.
They're not going to keep this up.
You don't think so?
No.
Maybe. I mean, it could be a Saturday 1 o'clock.
I think the Panthers are better than the Saints. I think the Panthers obviously are better than the Falcons.
Yeah, they could. I think they're the second best team
in that division.
I think they can make the playoffs.
The Falcons gave Tampa a game for about 3 1/4 quarters. So, you know, they did better than I thought they were going to do in Tampa before the pick sixes.
Bills, Patriots, December 26th.
See my earlier comment on the Patriots offense.
Win. Falcons at Bills.
Win.
There's a non-zero chance that Josh Rosen started that game, right?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
him. He's gone in garbage time for the Falcons.
That'd be pretty funny, huh?
It would be very bad for him.
Rosen to Kyle Pitts all day long. Yeah. Just mark it down.
And then Jets, Bills to close the season.
I'll take a win there.
Win. I believe that is 13-4.
13-4. Let's see. One.
Losses to Kansas City, New Orleans, Tampa.
Oh, you had the New Orleans games as a loss.
Yes. He does not like the Bills' chances on Thanksgiving. He's high on the Saints.
I have so much going on back here. I must have just misheard.
I'm just taking out my anger on the fact that my Thanksgiving night is ruined.
Mm.
Can't go to bed at halftime of the night game.
Mm.
Can't enjoy my pie and my turkey dinner because I know the Bills are playing that night.
Well, that's why you just take a really long nap.
It will be tough to pace all the way to the night game. It's a long day.
With a full stomach, that is a long day. I'll take a nap.
Hopefully I registered for the turkey trot, so I'm trotting. Ooh. That's the plan.
That's early.
That's
morning.
Early. Yeah. It's a long day.
Yeah, you're definitely getting in a nap.
It just means you get to hang out downtown longer.
I'll nap during the Lions game. You know, I'll see what I can do.
13-4. Is that the one seed? By the way, you picked a loss to Kansas City, so the Chiefs would need to
pick the Chiefs.
Well, the Chiefs would need to be 12-5 to be ahead of them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, that's not the one seed. The Chiefs aren't going
to
lose
five games.
They'd
need to lose four more games and... You know, one of those to the Chargers.
Maybe one to the Raiders. Let's say they split the Chargers and Raiders. All right, that's three losses.
They need two more losses. They play, the Titans.
Mm.
They play the Cowboys.
Yeah, maybe. You know, maybe Prescott. Those guys could put up points. Yeah. They might lose to Dallas. Okay, that's four. That's a maybe four. Still missing one more game. I just don't see them losing five times. Their defense has not looked good, and they are still, they did overhaul their offensive line. Maybe some of that stuff comes back to hurt them.
Not just them lose five times. Everybody would have to lose five times, or at least four. Yeah. You know, the Ravens need at least four. Browns. The Browns need at least four.
Right. Yeah, maybe the Browns and Ravens beat each other. Who knows? Pick the Bills has been brought to you by Admar Construction and Supplies. Oops, sorry about that. Brought to you by Admar Construction and Supplies, equipment you need when you need it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, I'd say you're not going to score on every drive. We'd like to. You do the best you can on each drive. You know, sometimes one thing stalls a drive. In terms of the numbers, I'm not really concerned about that. You know, I'm concerned about the decision-making right now and, you know, when we're throwing it away, making good decisions under stress, and he's done a good job with that.
Yeah, I'm glad you played Brian Daboll here. My own, you know, read between the lines, sometimes you hear somebody say something like, I think what he means is this, right? So it's my own opinion here. I think that Brian Daboll does a lot of the balance. I think
I don't think he cares about balance.
No, he does not.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he does not.
Yeah.
Because it's the new buzzword that I think is just, I found the quote. I was searching this. In June, he said this. He said that balance is very good if you win, not very good if you lose. Exactly. It doesn't matter if you have balance. It matters if you win. Were the Dolphins not balanced enough against the Bills? Did they need more balance?
Right.
I just think it's going to be, it's turned into this buzzword where the Bills lost a game and it's about balance. And we're going to see how you don't need balance. What you need is good plays. You need stuff to work. If you throw it 100 times and it works, it does not matter that you didn't run it. If you need to run it to get teams out of a look, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think it's a big time fool's errand to try. By the way, I've been using that a lot.
Fool's
lately.
Errand?
Fool's errand. I'm going with that. Yeah. It's a fool's errand.
It's not fool's gold. Is that the same thing?
I mean, a different way. To just, hey, look at that. 35 runs, 33 passes. There's your balance. I mean, the Bills got into score effects where they could just run the ball all day. The problem against Pittsburgh was not a lack of balance. The problem was the passing game hasn't been hitting.
Right.
And J.J. Zacharyson, who's a fantasy guy, fantasy football guy, and also, you know, statistics on the Bills. Here's a stat on Josh Allen passing this year. 15-plus air yard throws.
Mm-hmm.
These are the chunk plays.
Yeah.
Last year, Allen was 49 of 101 on 15-yard-plus throws. So chunk plays, downfield throws. 48.5. That's 48% completion percentage on longer throws. Right? Two games in, he's 4 of 17. That's less than half that.
Right.
The problem isn't a lack of balance. The problem is they don't hit their passes right now.
And even someone actually, because I saw the stats, somebody tweeted back at him and said, you know, for in the interest of context, what were his 2019 numbers?
In between.
Right. It was better than the current numbers this season.
Yeah.
Right. It was
this
lower
season,
than 20, higher than 21.
Right. This season is worse than his 2019 downfield passing season.
Right.
It's only two games. Doesn't mean it's the whole story. But that, you know, that lays it out that what they don't need more runs. They need their passes to hit to look like the team we think they can be.
I think the I don't think he cares about balance. I think they tried to run it a little more the other day. Again, listening to what Brian Daboll was saying on the Zoom call yesterday, I mean, they did have all three running backs active, which I was a little surprised at. Singletary, Moss, and Breida were all active. Now, Breida, I think, only had maybe two snaps in the game. I think they felt, in his answer, he said something about the game plan. I think they felt they could have some success running the ball against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the strength of Miami's defense is what?
Their secondary, yeah.
So if you feel you're going to have some strength running the ball, then, okay, we're going to put all three running backs active. Why did they use? I think he also kind of alluded to that when they asked him about why Knox had so many snaps. Well, they wanted to have the tight end out there. They wanted to use 11 personnel. Maybe Knox is a better blocker than their fourth receiver, whatever the case may be. He wasn't running for balance on Sunday. I think they ran because they felt that's a good way to attack this week's opponent. And they had some success. I mean, the big touchdown run,
right,
obviously.
In the two games they played Miami last year, the first matchup, week two, Allen throws for 417 yards. Did we talk about their balance?
No.
In the second matchup, they beat them 56-26. Do we talk about their balance? Just put up points, however you have to do it. You don't have this idea that you have to find some magical, whatever works, you know, whatever works.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
If they ran it 100 times and it worked 100 times, I wouldn't care that they didn't pass it.
We keep coming back to Kansas City a lot. How balanced is Kansas City's offense?
Not very. Well, every time they run it.
You're thankful to give the ball to Clyde. And I don't mean because he fumbled the other night.
No, but
you're thankful for them to give the ball to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The Bills designed a game plan to make sure they ran the ball because they didn't. They're passing the ball. That's what they do best. If they got away from Pat, do you think Andy Reid worries about balance? Do you think he and Eric Bieniemy sit there and go, you know what? We got to take the ball out of Mahomes' hands a little bit and feed Clyde Edwards-Helaire more.
Andy Reid has been dealing with, why aren't you running it more, his whole life, right?
Oh, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, yeah, right. Why don't you run it more? Right. He's been dealing with, why don't you run it more forever? And if you talk about Clyde Edwards-Helaire, how many players on the Chiefs offense are more dynamic than him? Three? Four?
Well, I mean, at least the tight end and at least the top receiver, but maybe even, what, Mecole Hardman?
Maybe. Is he their fifth most dynamic player?
Well, that's why I said, I mean, if you're Andy Reid and someone says, why don't you run the ball more? Wouldn't you just say, do you know who our quarterback is?
Yeah, I've got the best quarterback in the league, yeah.
Right. And no offense to Devin Singletary. And look, I can tell you the Bills passing game hasn't looked right in the first two games, but I'm not going to go tell, hey, Brian Daboll, run the ball more. No, that's what other teams want you to do. Why would you do that?
Brady throws for five touchdowns.
Right.
Where's the balance?
I wasn't really worried about balance in New England. I know they could just grab a running back off the street and he'd run for 100 yards against the Bills. But let's face it. Did anybody chart the run-pass ratio with Brady when they were rolling up Super Bowls all the time? No, they're the greatest quarterback in the game. Throw the ball. Were we talking about, and they had good running backs with Peyton, right, with Indianapolis. But
Edgerrin James.
Marshall Faulk, yep. Then Edgerrin James, right? Peyton Manning, throw the ball. Get it to Marvin Harrison. Look, I don't think Brian Daboll cares a bit about balance. When he runs the ball more, it's because he looks at the opponent and says, we can make plays. We have a better chance of beating them if I get some more run plays in this week.
It's fine to have it. It's just you don't have it for the sake of having it.
Right. There's just no need to do that. That's very much old school football. 803-0550. Hold on a second. 888-550-2550. Let's get to Jake. You're on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just want to bring up the fact that in the first two games, I haven't seen Josh use Beasley that much. Last year, I would see him almost every drive go to Beasley at least once. This year, if he uses Beasley twice the whole game, I mean, that's a lot. So I just want to bring that point up and see what you guys think about that.
Well, he didn't have a bunch of targets against Miami. He had 13 targets against Pittsburgh.
And it's funny. No. Beasley had 13 targets?
13 targets against Pittsburgh.
Really? I didn't think he had that many.
Yep.
Because I wanted to check snap counts. Because I thought, well, they were playing a lot of four and five receiver sets. That's right. Because I almost thought maybe they were getting McKenzie a few more snaps and trying to give Beasley a little bit of a break. Like maybe not use him as much as they did the last couple of seasons, because he takes a pounding. You know, the guy has no fear. He's going to go into traffic, and he's going to take a pounding. And I, if you're worried about targets to Beasley, I'm saying track his snap counts this year. I wonder if that's a little bit of maybe a little less time on the field for Beasley to preserve him as one of the veterans. You know, we need this guy over the course of the season. Maybe we'll give him a little bit less of a workload this year. But I think in general, the touchdown drive in the third quarter started with a Beasley pass, right? I think it was the first pass. In general, Diggs' numbers are down, right? His yards per catch are down. Beasley's numbers are probably down because everybody's passing numbers on this team are down.
Right. Yards per catch for Beasley, 7.5 against Pittsburgh, 9 against Miami. Last year, I can just chart what his averages were. Last year, he averaged 7 targets a game. And his yards per reception, you know, like he's about average depth of target, 7 yards. I think it's just kind of, it's kind of a feeling you have. He has more targets than he has on average.
Yeah, you said it was 7 a game last year on the average?
About 7 a game.
He's got 17 targets in 2 games.
Right. He didn't have a lot against Miami.
Right.
But they threw to him 4 times. He caught all 4 passes.
But, you know, again, look at the yards per catch is what, 8 for him? For Diggs, it's 9.9. Diggs, what was it last year? 13, 14?
Yards per catch or his depth of target?
Diggs' yards per catch.
His yards per catch last season was
it was bigger than 9.9.
Yeah, I think so.
It had to be a double digit.
It was 12.1.
All right, so he's a couple yards under where he was last year. And, you know, 25-plus yard catches, he's got one in the first two games. So the numbers for Beasley, the numbers for Diggs, those are your top two guys are going to be down compared to where it was last year.
Yeah, his depth of target's down, his yards after catch per reception are down, his yards after catch, yeah, so yards before catch are down, everything's down. The passing offense is
it's reined in
by these two defenses they've played so far.
Right. 803-0550 to join us. You can give us a call as we get connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Shenick, and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm, and we'll get your thoughts in on the Bills this morning here on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, we wanted to do a shout-out on the show. You know, we normally don't do a lot of shout-outs on the show, but we wanted to do a shout-out to Andrew Peters and Craig Rebay, who will unfortunately be moving on from the Instigators. New lineup on the Instigators actually starting today, so best of luck to Brian Duff and Marty Braun, although Marty's been on the show. Andrew and Craig did an outstanding job with that show. I think they did over time with Marty, made it extremely entertaining. Shared a lot of interesting knowledge and insight from their background as having played in the league. I'm just like everybody else. I work in sports talk radio, but I'm a sports fan and I listen to the station too. And honestly, I thought those guys made it a fantastic listen. Get out of the office, get in my car at 11, whatever. And then turn on the radio and listen to what Andrew and Craig are talking about. In season, out of season, I just thought they made it a blast. I'm really impressed with the work they did. Going to miss you guys, but both of you did a really outstanding job with that show.
Yeah, agree entirely. And, you know, a hockey show, that show launched, I think, during go way back the history of hockey on this, like, hockey hotline and the Instigators. I mean, lockouts.
They worked through work stoppages.
Bad seasons.
Yeah, right.
It is a tough lift. Yeah. And I agree. They did a great job. Brought a perspective that I always appreciated. And I think they had fun, too. Had a good time. It was fun. And again, like a pandemic, too. Like the Zoom calls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they've stuck it out through Zoom.
Yeah,
this entire
time
still.
Did a great job.
I can't imagine that's easy at all. And I'm sure they wanted to get back in studio, be there in person, be able to talk to each other, interact.
Yeah, so job well done to those two. They did a great job.
Yeah, and I appreciate those guys for allowing me the opportunity from time to time to fill in their slot from 10 to noon when they would go on, you know, their weeks-long vacation or whatever. I'd be here in studio and it would be radio only, but I'd get the chance to still talk hockey and fill in for them and have fun with it. So, and not only that, but those guys have you know, giving me the support and everything over the years, just like, hey, you're doing a good job, you know, keep up what you're doing, yada yada, et cetera, et cetera. So I, you know, I wish those guys the best and thanks.
And I thought they told it like it is. You know, they didn't sugarcoat things. When the team was bad, which is unfortunately more often than not during the time they're on the air, they said they were bad and they pointed out, you know, they gave their honest opinions on everything. And I like that. And the biggest problem here, with Craig not working here anymore, he was the one guy who got more vacation than I did. Now I'm back at the top of the list, right? Didn't Wasn't Craig getting like July's off? He was on like the Paul Hamilton summer schedule there for a little while.
I don't know.
Take a month off, and then I'll be back when we get close to the training camp. So wherever you guys end up, best of luck, boys. And thank you very much for making our mornings entertaining for a couple hours with Instigators.
There was, according to Pro Football Focus Bet, there was a bettor last night. One MGM bettor had a 16-leg parlay in the NFL. And if the Lions won last night, would have cashed $726,000.
Okay. 16-leg parlay means are you hitting 15 bets up
every
to that 16?
Every single,
you every one?
Washington, Chicago, Cleveland, wow. Every bet. A bunch of favorites, a couple underdogs, you know, had wow. Baltimore, had Tennessee, had Dallas, had 16 legs. The remaining win was the Lions on the money line, $726,000. The question was, would you let that ride or would you hedge it? And the obvious answer to that, before last night happened, was if you don't hedge that, you're the dumbest person alive.
So either way, you're winning.
The idea that you would have $726,000 resting on the Detroit Lions. I don't care what year it is, who they are.
Come on, Jared Goff!
You mortgage your house and bet the other way and walk out with a cool 300K, and don't think about the Detroit Lions.
I think you would have had been a little nervous relying on the Lions to come through last night.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially after Green Bay got blown out by 35 in week one. I feel like Green Bay winning last night was as close to a lock as humanly possible. Man.
The Lions were...
So does this guy hate the Lions now, or how does
I don't know what he did, hopefully. Oh,
poor guy. Can you imagine making it that far?
Yeah, hopefully the better hedged.
There's no word on it, huh?
I don't know.
I can't even imagine hitting 15. Like, making it that far and being alive through Sunday night for $750,000. And then thinking, oh, crap, I'm
And then the Lions did score on their first drive.
Did. That's right. They took a
7-0 lead. Like,
that's
here
right.
we go, baby.
They went right down the field. Oh, that poor guy. Yeah, you know, like, hey, 700,000. Oh, man, the last bet is the Lions. What? 803-0550 to join us, 888-550-2550. More Bills football coming up. John Murphy going to be with us 9:30 this morning, and we'll talk more about the win over the Dolphins. And the week that will lie ahead, the Washington football team will be in town on Sunday. We'll get into that as well. Grab a line, join us this morning on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.